Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hello, everybody. Psychic medium Jamie here. It is Eye of Soul Radio tonight. I'm so excited. I miss you guys. So let's get this out of the way first. Tonight, I want it to be about directional readings for 2021. I know a lot of us are looking to move out of 2020. Some of us have actually prospered and have done very well in 2020 during all of what's going on, because they've really taken that energy and they've like hunkered down and they've worked on what they want to see aspire come the new year, or even in the middle of next year, right? Because we kind of threw in the towel when we realized that 2-week quarantine here in California has lasted now almost a year. With that being said, you can call in. It is a live call-in show. It's 1-800-930-2819. Or those of you that do follow us on Facebook, you can go ahead and hit us up in the comment section. I want to thank LaShawn again this week from Luminous Path of Love. I always think I got that wrong, LaShawn. I'm sorry. But she is going to be with me tonight as a moderator. So you can put your comments in there and she will send them over to me. If you're on Transformation Talk Radio, you can also put your comments in there and David will send those over to me as well. But in the meantime, as we get going, I do want to take a moment and remind all of you that in the midst of this, the holiday coming up next week, right? We've then got New Year's coming up after it, a full moon on the 30th. So we've got a lot of energy ramping up to really close off this month, that a lot of you are still asking me, how do I connect with spirit? And it's just not as difficult as we make it out to be, right? There are many different ways that we can connect with spirit. Our spirit teams, as I keep saying, and this really came to me the past 6 months or so. Again, remember, a lot of us are ever evolving and growing on that psychic mediumship level. Some of us are perfectly fine being complacent and being, you know, where we're at and doing what we're doing. We're very successful at it, and that's awesome. But I always want to reach out and find more answers out and find more direction for you guys, because the more I know, the more I can pass it along and empower you, the listeners, our clients, and create workshops and stuff around that. But that one thing always comes up: how do I connect with my spirit team? And how do I connect with my own spirit? And that has actually been something coming up often. How do I connect with my own spirit? What is my higher self? How do I go within? So I want you to think about this. We are spiritual beings in that human body, right? We're having these human experiences. I'm a firm believer in past lives. We continue to ascend on the spiritual path when we go back. And so what I want us to do is I want us to really tune into that energy. But then I also want us to be, if you want to call it this, fine, but it's not, a bit selfish. And I know that when we are running the roost and we are working and we've got 65 other things going on in the day, we find it selfish. And I've done it myself, which is why I can say it, to think about even taking a warm bath by myself and Epsom salts for a half an hour and saying, you know what, everybody, you guys can make it out there. You've eaten, we've all relaxed, throw on a show or maybe go read a book. I'm still here, right? But I need 30 minutes to myself. And allowing ourselves those moments, but I wouldn't do it. You know, my kids are a little bit older now, but it's still like chaos at times where it's just 8 things are going over here. Somebody's dropped a glass over there. Something's happened over here. Now the dog needs something. And by the time I get done with the day, I'm exhausted. But that leaves me no room to connect with my spirit team, my higher self, and hear the inner voices within that are leading me, like what we're going to be doing tonight in these readings, leading me in that direction of connection. So first, I want you to think about going within and listening to that inner voice within you. And that wisdom is awaiting you. It's your wisdom for you, right? So what if you could tap into some of those answers? Some of those unexplained things that we can't wrap our head around can be explained if we sit quietly, if we connect on that spiritual level, and we allow ourselves to really raise that vibration and move forward. So tonight, I'm going to go over a few of those ways. Please call in or definitely write in the comments that you guys want reading so that I can give you guys some direction. I've got so many different decks here. I mean, I can't even hold them all that are waiting. Plus, I mean, all these decks behind me, we've got just a wealth of knowledge going on here when we connect with your spirit team and we pull the cards. You can have questions ready to go if you want as well. So ways we can connect with our inner voice. I want you to think about this. Taking that time for yourself daily. I don't care if it's 5 minutes in the morning or if it's a half an hour in the afternoon or if you can get away with an hour or two, that's wonderful. But we can't do that every day. Let's be honest. You know, I mean, I have to say that if you're going to ask someone, ask me. I know that. 3 kids, full-time job, creating this business, aspiring to being, you know, as best as I possibly can for my clients, taking readings. 5 years ago, I was all over the place. I was working the day job, and then it was picking up readings, and it was building clients, and it was also, you know, adding to the workshops that I do, and then having workshops at home. And it took a lot of energy from me. And the only time that I could connect was somewhere around the time of 10 or 11 at night, and that was throwing some headphones on with some binaural beats and allowing myself to just escape. Right. And it might have been also while I was doing dishes or while I was folding laundry and I just checked out. And it's easier said than done, but we can do it. We can train our brains to turn it off, turn off that conscious mind, allow our subconscious to take over and just exist in that moment. Right. So that's what I also do. I will sit down and I will be outside. Maybe the kids are playing. When they were little, you know, we can sit outside. They can be running around playing. They can be hanging out with the dogs. And yet I would train my mind to focus on other things as well, right? So if you're a parent, sometimes you understand this. We are definitely able to tune out the screaming sounds of our children while we're outside, while we're inside, right? We know immediately if we hear that mom with that particular voice or that dad with that particular voice, that edge, we are on it, right? Or if you're hearing them argue and stuff, you know when to step in and when to let them, you know, see if they can fight it out and figure it out for themselves. But while I'm sitting outside, I will tune in. Can I hear Mother Nature? That's a big one. Not just the birds and the trees or the wind. Can I hear Mother Nature? Can I connect with Gaia, Mother Earth? And doing so by hearing the kids even stepping on the leaves in the fall, right? It's about bringing myself into that center space. And when they ask me a question, it's like an active mindfulness practice and being like answering it, yes, or yes, I see you, and then reconnecting, refocusing to that element. Then what we can also do is call in our spirit team and pull oracle cards. So these are not intended to be negative. Are there decks out there? Are there some tarot decks that look pretty darn dark? I have some down at the bottom shelf as well that are a little bit deeper, a little bit darker. I don't get them out for everybody. I get them out for people who really want to shift energy. I want to see what we need to do to help them. It's not for everybody. Spirit Walker Nicole tells me don't use those decks very often. I just kind of laugh because it's all about the perception of them. But if you get decks like the Gaia deck or the Peace deck that I have in my hands here, you can do the Divine Energy Oracle over here or Gabby Bernstein's decks of the Universe, the Super Attractor, right? These decks can be pulled daily to give you guys an added oomph in your day and to get the spiritual connection with your spirit team, okay? I want you guys to also think about connecting back with a hobby. Make time. Now, if you are in that family zone, so you know what? You're getting the raw side of spirit, which also includes family suggestions when we can build that spiritual connection as a unit. It doesn't mean it's the religious side of it, and it doesn't mean in a negative way at all either. But I want you to connect spiritually for yourself. So finding that hobby, what does that mean? Even if it's just 1 or 2 days a week that you can go and do that, painting, sketching, doing that adult coloring, right? Maybe it's going out and gardening, right? A hobby doesn't have to be something artistic. It can be anything. Creating with your hands, beading, whatever it might be, woodworking, you know, creating cabinets or whatever it is for you. It puts you in that active process mode, which allows you to connect with spirit. It allows you to start to hear them. It allows them to flood your subconscious with what it is you need to know. And I want you to do that. If it's time you're worried about or wanting to step away from the family, include them. Find things you can all do creatively. Find ways that maybe every Sunday afternoon you guys work on a family project. Maybe it takes you months. Who cares? But at least you're connecting. You're allowing your sacral chakra to be activated. It's that creative side. And when we can activate that sacral chakra, I'm a Reiki master, so I'm very big on energy work. When we can really activate that chakra, it does start to move that energy up. It'll hit our solar plexus where we start to feel more in tune. It will hit that heart center because we're with our loved ones or we're doing something for ourselves. It'll then allow us to start speaking freely and using our voice all the way up to that spiritual connection. So there are ways that we can connect with our team and get the guidance and direction that we need on a regular basis. When we come back from break, I've got Kathy Bray. You're going to get a card. I'm going to take caller Rich from Arizona first when we come back and start doing some directional readings. I'd love you guys to call in. We have a Facebook Live tomorrow night on Shades of Spirit LLC with LaShawn, our fabulous psychic artist in training, Ashley Tower. She was on one of our shows already. Myself and Spirit Walker Nicole in the background. And we'll be able to give you some connection readings as well tomorrow night. That's 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Stay tuned. I'll be right back after this break.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you and is calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi there, guys. I like to take the break again, I always tell you, I'm not eating popcorn, and David and I aren't back there watching TV. I'm actually working for you, and I'm pulling cards while I do it. And the fun part of this is that a particular person's card that I was tuned into fell out on the floor. And so I'm like, huh, that means that it's time for you to really have this message. Of course, I picked the book that does not have alphabetical order. So I will get to that one in a minute. All right. Now that we're back, we are doing 2021 directional oracle readings through our psychic abilities here. I always say our. I usually, if you hear me say our or we on the show, it's me and my spirit team, because I do feel that we're one and another. And we work together. We group before we do anything. We have a powwow. We decompress at the end of what we do. It's about building and trusting that relationship. But since it's directional readings, let's take our first caller, Rich from Arizona.
Hello, Rich. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you? Oh, I love
it. Can you hear me?
Yes. All this energy. I love
it. I'm doing awesome. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm considering taking a voluntary type position. It'd be very part-time. But I'm just considering, like I said, I'm considering putting in for it. I'd just like to see if that would be something that would be good for me.
Okay, so I didn't pull your card, because obviously I said that we were going to get to you first. I pulled a couple other, you know, Facebook persons, people's cards, because they were waiting to hear your question. So for you, the volunteer position, they have me pulling the Angel Therapy deck, right? And I use this deck often. And a lot of times we've been getting cancel, clear, and delete, which is very interesting. And they're talking about to you, that volunteering hits you at a soul level, that what you're going to do is going to help empower and build connections as well. So they're almost like, never ever doubt what you can do, especially now with all that you've learned and all that you have grown into. I love this. You actually probably pick up two volunteer jobs is what they're showing. It's going to kind of evolve word of mouth, and somebody else is going to contact you for the same type of work that you're going to be doing in a volunteer position somewhere else. So don't be surprised if you actually start getting feelers and people interested in what you're doing. They're coming like June, July. Like, it's going to be seen like, oh my gosh, we haven't seen anything like this before. As well. And because of your ability to kind of heal and hear and work with people, they're absolutely on board with you doing it. And honestly, I know you're like a yes guy and you want to be there for everybody, but they're like, you need to, like, they're showing me the whole, like, we're riding a horse and then you pull the reins back on the entire, like, carriage type of thing. And there's multiple horses, because that's you. You're all over the place in a good way. And you're trying to help this person here and help this person there. And they're like, reel it in. Because the whole point of where you're at in life is to enjoy life. And this is very enjoyable, but it can be all consuming. And your healing ability is just going to be so out of control that all these people are going to be coming to you and you're going to have to pick and choose. There's going to be the two primary ones, and they're like, you're going to know within your gut. It's not even your heart, that that's where you need to be. And this card is talking about releasing. Like, whatever you're doing is going to help people be able to release and reconnect. And what I love about this is about you working with Archangel Michael and standing in that power, working with people, helping people. I mean, as we all, I don't know, we all don't know that, but, you know, if you follow kind of the lineage of archangels, Archangel Michael was the second angel until Lucifer fell, and he became that primary angel. He is the first angel, I believe, from my experience and my perspective, of the archangels. And that's exactly where you're at. It's the leadership, it's the dedication. And that can both hinder you and help you prosper, because then you start to give too much. And they're like, you have to make sure you rein it in, really. Reel it in, rein it in for horses. And allow yourself to be able to give what you can, because you're going to get that energy back. So also find a group that is able to reciprocate that energy for you so that you don't become depleted. work with Archangel Michael on empowering the individuals that you're working with in this volunteer capacity. And the release card is also about helping people realize that they can let some of this stuff go in their lives in order for them to be able to move forward. So I feel like this whole flow for you, actually, I really love this, Rich. This is really cool for you, of watching this next phase and this next progression go. Because as you give more of those healing abilities to people and you start, people need you to hear them. That's, what are you looking at volunteering with? Because I feel like they need to be able to hear you and see you and connect with you and heal.
Well, it's actually a motorcycle group that I'm riding with now. They're talking about possibly considering me for a position in that group. So
what better way, honestly, to be able to connect with people, to hear them, no matter whether you're part of a motorcycle group or you're part of a different group, it's about listening, healing, helping. I have, you know, somebody that I know that was close to me, who was part of a motorcycle group, and the things that they did were amazing. And the things that they would do to give back to their community was just so inspiring, especially around the holidays and tough times and adopting families. So absolutely, this is totally the direction for you. Don't be surprised if you have another opportunity come up in the next 6 months. Just make sure that you have your boundaries up and that protection part up. But that's, I guess, where that equal energy is going to come in as well, because it's a brotherhood when you're involved in these groups. And so you will be giving it out and being that ear. And at the same time, they know you're not going to be judging them. It's a non-judgmental area as well. And it's a safe zone. And that's what you're going to create within this. Because I am feeling staticky energy of some individuals that are maybe in that group that could really use you right now. And to be able to kind of actually, I say lead them, but give those fresh ideas and perspectives. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I felt that already with the group. I've only been involved a short time, but I've picked up a lot of things internally that I have felt that people could use. So I'm just kind of waiting. That's all.
Love it. No, you're on the right track. They're absolutely saying go for it. You are made to be in that volunteer mode. Protect yourself and use Archangel Michael. And that actually shows that, you know, there's going to be some tough cases out there with whatever you're doing in that volunteer capacity, to where you're going to need to really work hand in hand with Archangel Michael and even higher, which you're very capable of doing, and calling in for that prophet energy, if you will. So Jesus energy, whatever you want to call it, whatever you connect with, that is going to flow through you in order for you to be able to really dive down and help people. And this might, well, it's a motorcycle group, so I'm sure you guys travel, but I mean, it's going to take some traveling with you as well. And I love that about you. Absolutely. Go for it.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
I will. You too.
All right. Okay, I'm going to do Kathy Bray for a card, and then we'll take, Daniel, then we'll take Laura from California, our next caller. So, Kathy Bray, at the break, I tuned into your energy, and I grabbed the Peace deck, which is this absolute beautiful deck that we picked up in Sedona, and I love it. When we're looking for direction, I'm very specific when I pull cards, and I tune into your spirit team and I say, what does she need to know right now for direction? Where are we going? And it's talking about positive outcomes. And so when I see this card, it's twofold. First, I feel a heaviness and a presence around me that's just like, you're just ready for this positive outcome. You've been working hard for it. It's that two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward. You look around, you're like, okay, now is this really where I want to be? You're working hard on trying to get to the next step. And I'm getting chills within me as well. So you have a female energy coming through, very high vibrational, feels maternal side of the family. And she's all of a sudden very chatty in my left ear. So don't be surprised if you feel some sort of energy around you on your left side. Now my lights are blinking, which is also an indication for me that the energies are coming through. Your left side is very key to you being able to tune into this family member. It does feel second removed, so that would be grandmother energy, great-grandmother energy. I'm getting more grandmother energy for you, Kathy. And please validate or let me know in the feedback in the comments as well. But for you, she's talking about peace. I think that's she helped me pull this card, and finally being able to breathe. And there are positive outcomes very close on the horizon, like tying up 2020, acknowledging some of your wins, because you don't do that nearly enough is what she's saying. And this is also talking about persistence brings a lasting positive results. So don't give up. And you're not one to do that, but I feel like you're almost at almost a wit's end, like I need something to happen soon. It also talks about my heart, mind, and hands are aligned in purpose. And it's about finding your inner purpose and moving in that direction. Others are going to follow you, so please don't worry about that. The outcome I will now accept comes with peace, love, and mutual respect. And that's very key for you as well, because there have been times in your life they're talking about where you have not been respected or felt that you are respected or got your due diligence. And they're saying, absolutely, it is your time now. So, Kathy, I'm going to leave you with that. Thank you so much on that note. We have 2 minutes. So we're going to take a break here in just a second. I'm going to take Laura from the caller section here, Daniel, when we get back. Daniel, for Pete's sake, David. Daniel, I forget it. David. And then I've got Natasha Woods and Irene, I cannot say your last name, Z, also on the list for readings. Like and share, please. I really appreciate that. So if you are watching and you can't call in, like and share. Let people know that we're doing these directional readings today. They can call in at 1-800-930-2819, or they can put it in the message. I get it. Sometimes we don't want to talk. We just want to have that acknowledgement and that reading as well. We also have our first Sunday starting in January. It used to be Saturdays. Now it's Sunday of every month is going to be our Sacred Circles. It's only $25. It's a small, intimate group of 10 to 11 people. If we get more, we will add on a second date, but it is a spiritual check-in. We talk about our month-long topics for Shades of Spirits, which is on Monday mornings at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio and Shades of Spirit, but we also give each individual about a 15-minute reading, just so you can check in with you and your spirit team and make sure you're on the right path. Stay tuned. I will have a posting for that along with a special for January. So I will be right back after this break, and we will continue doing our readings.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Have you heard the story of the snake and the rope? One evening, a young woman was walking down a country road. It was growing dark. Suddenly, she froze. Up ahead was a coiled snake. She was terrified. She reached into her bag for a flashlight and directed the beam of light towards the snake. Now she was flooded with relief. It was just a piece of old rope. That snake stands for all our imaginary fears and insecurities that sap our confidence. The beam of light is conscious confidence. Ask yourself, how many snakes did I see today? How many actions or words did I stifle through fear? Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence. Join me and my co-host, Dr. Pat, for Conscious Confidence Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn more about how you can live a life filled with conscious confidence. Go to my website, ConsciousConfidence.com.
Are you ready to accelerate your wealth and success? Join Ahana and Daniel from Rise and Be Rich with Cornelia Stephanie on the Millionaire Imprint for Women on Transformation Talk Radio every third Friday, 1 p.m. PST. Step out of lack and into your power of creation. Build and grow your wealth. Create prosperous businesses that make a difference. Visit ahanalara.com/RBR show.
Hello, everybody. I'm not going to pull the If you watched us on Shades of Spirit, I like did something new and we just lost absolute control. But I like to try and find new ways instead of just welcoming you back every time. But I'm happy you guys are joining us. Please like and share. We are doing readings for the next half an hour, directional readings for 2021. I'm excited because when we connect with our spirit teams, when we connect with our higher self, we start to align ourselves with our soul purpose, with our journey we're taking. And that's exactly what we're doing here tonight. So I would love, now the funny thing is, Daniel, see, do you like that? Because I actually wrote this down on here. They actually just said the name Daniel on that, like a little recording. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's just no way. And I've now written your name completely up here, David, not Daniel, which is cracking me up. So David, let's take our next caller, Laura from California.
Sure. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for sharing your gift, and I would be so grateful if Spirit could help me with a dilemma that I'm in.
Okay.
I have an ex. We broke up this year. We've still been in contact. I'm very confused. I guess what I'm looking for is some direction if I'm actually being misled by my ex with his intentions, whether they're pure or impure, and if I have somebody in the pipeline that's supposed to be in my life other than him.
Got it. That seems to be a theme this year, I'm telling you. Like, we really are just starting to find and empower ourselves. And a lot of this downtime is causing us to go within and start to see the true being of one person. When you started asking about that, and just is that like an alignment part for the two of you, or is there someone else out there? There is a strong energy coming through that is definitely talking about, they spelled out run. I don't want to go that extreme, but definitely moving on. Like, it's time to get out of this. It's time to start. What's happening is that his energy is very murky around you. And so what I see energetically around you is not your energy. And I almost grabbed the empath deck. Monica the Medium makes a great deck. I'm actually going to pull that for you. You're getting two cards. I hope that you don't mind. Because
no,
as an empath, you are absorbing a lot of other people's energy. And his seems to be prominent. And I don't like it because it's not out of the best intentions for you. It's not even out of the best intentions for him. And so the energy coming through is a taller female and she's like, why are we still questioning this? Why are we allowing this energy to be around us? So what happens is that it starts to form what looks like pigpen energy around us. And it's not yours, which I love for you because you're feeling it, you're acknowledging it, but it's not coming from you. It's just that outside dust, if you will. I don't want to call it anything bigger because I don't want to give it a title. It's just this outside dust that's coming around you. And it's not just from him. It's from other people as well. And you are standing in a very true, pure light. And I need you to reconnect and remember that as well. But as an empath, we draw these energies to us and we start to take them on because we want to transmute them and help people. And you definitely fit kind of that energetic profile, if you will, of kind of a fixer. Wanting to help people is not a bad thing, but you start to take the energy on and then it starts to cloud your own judgment of where you want to go. And the question for you from your spirit team is, where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself moving towards? And do you see him aligning and meeting you here, or is he still back here? That's that first question. The empath card I pulled for you is quit apologizing. It says, your high level of compassion for others can cause a tendency to over-apologize. Notice how often you're saying sorry for the things out of your control or for choices you have every right to make. It's about standing in your power and not being sorry to anybody, even if you're just apologizing internally of like, oh, maybe I didn't do this right. You know, we don't always apologize directly to ourselves, but we have that inner dialogue that kind of keeps us in that vibration. And they're like, no more. This is about you standing within your own power. There is, more than one out there for you. It's just finding the right one as well. They're showing me two. They're showing me something kind of out of a cool little movie scene here, to where, you know, you're going to meet them both around the same time. You're going to feel something different for each one. And ultimately, you will have to make that decision, which is okay. It's going to finally be up to you to decide who you feel in alignment with. But you've got to clear out that dust and that energetic clutter from some of these people around you. And again, like I said, I'm not feeling it's just from him. I'm feeling like that inner circle. I don't know if you've ever watched Meet the Fockers, but they talk about the circle of trust. Needs some house cleaning as well. And it's more like spit shining, which is pretty funny. To really know who's on your side, who's in your ballpark, who's ready to just join you on this next ascension, because you're ready. So don't second guess whether you're ready to move forward or not, because you are. And this card is just an absolute beautiful card. It's "Into me, I see." And it's the number 8, which is the infinity symbol. It's about continuation in life. It's about connecting with yourself as well. I want to read the beginning part of this for you. Is any of this resonating with you before I continue?
Oh my gosh, the number 8, yes, for sure. I had a fiance, he took his life in 2014, and that was his favorite number, and he has definitely come to visit me.
We'll get to that one in a minute. Okay, key concepts: intimacy, trust in another, dropping shields and rigid boundaries to allow connection, the willingness to be vulnerable. And that's the energy you're in right now, because I asked your spirit team to say, where are we at right now? And all of a sudden, I get this big ball in my throat, and it's my throat chakra. And you don't have a problem really speaking to others, but when it comes down to you, and part of the processing of your fiance's passing, it still comes up from time to time, as it should. I mean, that's a horrific time to have to go through. And knowing that he's there with you as well. Can I ask you, was he Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay. Brown hair. There's something about his eyebrows. Yeah. I don't know what that is, but I also see kind of dark, darker colored eyes. Mm-hmm. It's not, I want to say it wasn't a surprise that he would have taken his own life.
That's true.
Okay. Because he battled with, they show me the heart chakra, like those inner demons, if you will, but based around kind of, I think, that being loved, self-love. It definitely trickled from things in his past that just kind of surmounted into this being. And he just finally had enough. Please know that you were his everything. Okay. And he's talking about, don't settle, stop settling, that you deserve so much more. Again, that fixer part comes back in, like you like to take on that role of helping people and finding it. And he said, you gave me the glimpse and glimmer of hope. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Thank you. It does. Wow, you just nailed everything.
One of my specialties, for those of you that don't know, is that I reside very well in lower vibrational energies. He's no longer in that lower vibrational state. He's done a lot of his own self-healing. He's followed people around to learn the lessons that he didn't learn in this life, because he's like, I don't want to do this again. But he comes through very strong around you, because he says, you need protection. He goes, why do you think you saw the things that you've seen in these past relationships? They didn't just appear out of nowhere. He has been trying to get you to open your eyes, and he's like this, and see right in front of you what's going on. And being able to move into those energies for me is just very easy and very matter of fact. And he is like holding your hands like he's cupping them. And he's like, those nights where you feel like I'm holding your hand, I am. I'm here. I'm always going to be here, because you are the one that gave him the glimmer of hope. And even though it ended with his own hand, he said, I still finally got to feel what true love meant.
Oof. Whoa. Thank you.
So thank you. Acknowledge that like you're doing, feel it, allow it to continue to release. Into me, I see, trusting in others, dropping your shields. You're not able to do that with this ex. So it's kind of time to move on. And this female energy with you as well is just, she's with him. So I feel like maybe she knew him for a period of time before she passed. You have a lot of people around you in spirit wise that are here for you and want the best for you. And this is not the best for you. because if you have to feel the way you've been feeling again, they're like, oh my gosh, you deserve so much better. And you know that. And that's why I feel like there's going to be a couple new people, because you're going to really start to raise your vibration next year and start attracting those that can be equal. And so I want you to write out that letter to, you know, whatever you want them to look like, sound like, ethnicity, whatever it is, or just core values you want in a partner in life, write them out and burn them by the full moon on the 30th. Or dissolve paper. Don't set the world on fire. But just allow that process to take over. It's kind of like a vision board, or, you know, a goals board, whatever it might be. But they're talking about the written word for you. And that's a very therapeutic and processing moment. And in doing so, you're able to let that energy go. You're able to continue to heal within. Stop apologizing for who you are. That's a big, big one for you. And allow yourself to step into your true potential, your true self. And ask your spirit team to come in, because you're not doing that either is what they're showing me. Brush your teeth in the morning, call on your spirit team. Brush your teeth at night, call on your spirit team. I don't care if you know who they are or not. You have angels and spirit guides around you waiting to help direct you in the direction you need to go. They're the only ones that know where you need to go in life. And that's exactly what they're talking about right now, is to connect with us, connect with your fiance who passed. He's also a guide for you in this life, because you are a guide for him in the human flesh. And I'm going to leave you with that.
Thank you so much, Jamie. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. Have a great holiday.
Thank you. You as well.
Whew. Thank you. So for, again, those of you that don't know, I definitely do move into energy much quicker when it comes down to energies that have committed suicide, drug and alcohol overdoses, sudden deaths. They are ones that are a little bit more easy for me to tap into, just because I was grown up. Let me try that again. When I was 5, that's the energies that came to me because they saw my light and wanted my help. And I've continued to embrace that and really become empowered with that, with the help of others. And so we just need to take a break sometimes and just step back and acknowledge, like, they're still with us. They're still around us. And they thank us for what they were able to get with us in that life part. Okay, we're going to go to Natasha Woods and Irene when we come back from break. Stay tuned, and I will see you right after this quick break.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Do you feel that you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul. You are not alone. Laura Hosford offers you authentic channeled messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Want to get involved? Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group and get some goddess energy in your life. Women supporting women, emotional and spiritual growth. What's not to love? Just search for Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook and join Laura's growing community of women who are finding that divine love has lived within them all along. Share your stories, your challenges, offer your insights, celebrate spiritual growth. Join the Get Your Goddess Groove on Facebook group today.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Ever wonder why you want to go to the gym more, for example, but you just can't make it happen? You find yourself rearranging your underwear drawer instead of getting in the car. If this sounds like you, you might have caught a case of the shoulds. Maybe you think you should lose 20 pounds to fit back into your favorite pair of jeans, or that you should be healthier in general. It all sounds good, but deep down you just aren't into it. Truth is, making choices from shoulds just leads to guilt, resentment, and a whole lot of procrastination. So take a good look at your goals. Are you shoulding yourself anywhere? If so, give yourself permission to let it go. For more insights like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to support you.
Hello, everybody. If you just heard that last commercial, I love it because I can actually hear the coffee. And now I'm like, I would love to have coffee. But instead, I'm going to do readings because I've got quite a few more people that would like cards. So I'm going to work myself through this for the last 10, 12 minutes of our show on making sure you guys get your messages. So I've got Natasha Woods up, Irene up next about the job. I have already pulled a card for Ashley, and I'm going to try and get to Lisa and Mama D before we end. So with Natasha, these are my rapid fire readings. You can always book a reading with us on shadesofspirit.com. We have $88 readings this month, so you can do that. But for Natasha, I love this Gaia Oracle deck, and this card speaks to me for you. It is the winter's end. So by the time we finish winter, and I know winter's just on the horizon here, when you come into spring, as the winter is ending, you're really going to hit that transition. And I know a lot of us talk about transitioning from winter into spring, and you're going to come out of your cocoon and the butterfly and the caterpillar. Well, you know what? That's not happening for you. You're going to come blazing out of winter. The introspection, the understanding where you're at, and your core values are going to shift the next couple of months. This talks about regeneration, rebirth, along with positive outcomes. There is a couple parts in this that I definitely want to hit on for you. When you look at this, there's new growth happening. You're sprouting out all over the place. You're like one of those science experiments for, you know, the third, fourth graders, where you plant the seeds and you get the see-through cup and they get to see how the roots sprout as along with the plant itself. That's exactly what's happening to you. You are moving in both directions. You are opening up to the divine. You're continuing to find who you are in that human self. And when you bring it all together, it is that bud that's starting to blossom and bloom. Hence the spring part of it for you. This also talks about, as with the tree lady featured on this card, the first signs of spring will start to show you. The first shoots have sprouted, and soon the new buds will be in full bloom. Now, this is a new deck as well we got from Sedona. I can promise you that I did not read this card ahead of time. I just pull them and put them in the book for when it's your reading. That right there, that sentence validating exactly what they're showing me, is a very good image for you to start to really play in your head over and over and over again. Imagining you as the seed. What are you planting? What do you want to accomplish? Where do you want to go with this? And watching these sprouts come out, allow it to happen. Let go of control. That's exactly what they're saying. Like, bring your shoulders down and take a freaking breath, my girl. It's also saying new opportunities present themselves sometimes quite unexpectedly. So stop closing the doors. Allow yourself to open up more. Allow yourself to embrace who you are, what you want out of life. And guess what? Yeah, it's shocking right now because you're like, holy S word. Okay. I'm trying to keep it somewhat clean tonight. What is happening? Like, all of a sudden you're going to find new people to fit in your tribe. You're going to find new interests. You're going to find new hobbies. They're not going to be in alignment with some people, and that's okay. Because if you continue to embrace who you are, you're going to evolve faster. If you hold back in fear, okay, of what is to come or judgment, that is going to hold you back. It's not going to stop you. It's just going to slow the process down. And they're not ready for you to slow down. You will hit the healer mark come next year. I will be offering another Reiki class, and that will be Reiki 1, 2, and 3. I've already got one master group through. I've got another one coming up. So there'll be healing opportunities and classes with us if you choose to go with Shades of Spirit. It says, when all of these things present themselves to you, embrace them. Do not hesitate. This is your time to shine. And I'm going to leave you with that message. So that is a beautiful card. I absolutely love that. So thank you, Natasha, for writing in. All right, Irene, I already pulled a card for you before I saw what your question was. So I hope, no, just kidding. It always aligns. For you with the new job, because you lost your job in COVID-19, I am sorry to hear that. I actually know quite a few people who are in that boat. I actually grew up with a friend of mine who owns several different bars down in San Diego, PB Local, Wonderland, the local downtown, many more that are under their umbrella. I actually opened one with them and went to work in another with them. It's hard. And I hear where she's coming from and I understand where they're going with this. And it's tough right now for those of you that are being affected with COVID and our jobs. They want you to tune out distractions first and foremost. You're not going to manifest anything, or the proper job is what they're saying. You will manifest. Don't worry about that. But the proper job, the one that's in alignment with you, if you don't slow down and start tuning out distractions, which goes back up to what we talked about initially. So please go back to the beginning of the show if you haven't already heard it, and five ways to connect with your spirit team, connect with your higher self, and start listening. Right? So tuning out those distractions, because what was one path for you is going to shift. They're actually showing me how when they make the change on the train tracks, so instead of going left, you hear that thing when you're on the train and it clicks and then you end up going right and you're like, oh, I didn't know we were going over here. That's what your spirit team is trying to do for you. They're trying to derail you almost into the other direction, but you've got to tune out those distractions to hear them and feel this and be able to tune in and make sure that that settles within your soul and that's right for you. It says, now is the time to tune out intrusive voices, choices, and opinions of others. Do this for you. They have given you the opportunity. And I know it's hard for us to think about opportunities in 2020. Some of us are like, I've lost my job. I've got this going on. We've got the holidays. I need you to shift your vibration. I need you to shift your train of thought. This is an opportunity for you to start in a different path, not start over. Continue that ascension. But yes, the job is coming. It's probably going to be a little bit longer than you'd like. They're showing me four, which for me generally means months, not weeks. And they're showing me April of being a time for you to really click into that job. You might get some offers or apply for things and get some bites and hits on that. But I really want you to resonate with this one, because this one will take you to that next step financially, along with just being happy when you get home from work. But if you settle, that's where you're going to be back into that same routine, that same pattern. So Irene, I hope that helps. I hope that can help move you through. Always, you know, validation on Facebook or let me know. I'm full of SHIT and we can go from there. But I do see where you are going to be making that transition and that shift. And I'm going to leave you with that, Irene. I would love to do Ashley right now. So Ashley Tower. I pulled a card out of the Universe Has Your Back book. I was going back and forth between Super Attractor and the Universe Has Your Back, and they were like, nah, let's go Universe Has Your Back. First of all, I'm loving the colories. That's a new word. I think maybe we'll use it on Facebook tomorrow. The colors for you. It's the blues. It's the greens. It's about that connection with your higher self. It has stars, right? It's about moving in that transitional phase. It says, I'm loving the energy of the universe. There's no book to these cards. It's just the simple message. I'm loving the energy of the universe. When we love the energy of the universe, we can connect on that vibration. And what they're showing me, as cheesy as this is Aladdin, the cartoon movie, right? We have spirit dictionaries we work with as psychics and mediums, and this is what they're taking me to, so bear with me. And you are on that magic carpet ride. You are with the right people on the magic carpet ride. There's no one you have to push off, because they're saying you would definitely push them off if they didn't float with you, okay? And that it is taking you on this wild adventure. So they are saying, hold on to the sides of that carpet. Hold on to that fringe on that carpet and allow yourself to just go with the universe. If you are in alignment with that loving energy with the universe, there is nothing stopping you. Different aspects of your career and your path is going to come in alignment by May, June. You're really going to start to see a shift in that as well. And I'm going to leave you with that. Now, before we go, I want to get to one more. Lisa, really quick, I'm going to give you a Super Attractor card here. Again, you guys, we have got the $88 one-hour reading special going on right now. You can go to shadesofspirit.com. You can find any and all of our shows on transformationtalkradio.com or their Facebook page as well. For Lisa, and I'm going to pull one quick one for Mama D as well, because I can do these short ones in no time. Lisa, you're getting out of the Super, what are we doing with you? You are getting out of the Super Attractor deck. And they are saying this one. So for Lisa, it says, I am kind, loving towards others while creating clear boundaries that protect my good feelings and emotions. Well, hell, girl, this just sums up your whole 2020. Boundaries, clear boundaries, creating them around you, protect your good feelings and emotions, which is going to take you to the next step as well. Again, I'm not seeing it until somewhere in the middle of spring, fully evolving for you, but that's okay because the universe is completely in alignment with you. And once we hit that marker, they're going to be in alignment with where you need to go financially. And they have stars around it. And Mama D, feeling good will bring me far more than whatever I thought I needed. And that is about going within and realizing what you need, not everyone else. Stop doing stuff for everybody else. Allow yourself to be in that sacred space within. You know exactly what you need to do. You just need to do it. So I'll leave you on that nice message there, Mama D. I wish you all the highest and best. Join us again on Monday morning, 8 a.m. for Shades of Spirit, where we continue to manifest. Thank you.
Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.